on this, another short episode of Podcast on Power Rangers. Colton and I discuss the newest episode of Power Rangers Samurai and the latest of Kaiser Gazette Gokaiger and discuss some story notes. All this and more coming up on Podcast on Power Ranger. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of Podcast Sentai Power Rangers, the show where we talk about Power Rangers and the Sentai upon which they're based. I am your host, Nine Siddiqui, and I'm joined, as always, by my monkey, Colton Clayton.
Woo!
Woo, indeed. Now, Colton and I, it's Tuesday, April 19th, and Portal 2 came out today-ish. Today, yesterday-ish, around that time. And so we both want to get back to respective Portal 2s and also Mortal Kombat's. And
woo!
So
and, blood
and so blood and portals. Yeah.
I believe the angry video games nerd said it best with kill all babies.
Sure. So anyways, so we want to get this done quickly and fast, you know, as good as possible. So it's going to be a lot like last week in that we're going to do the two episodes and be done with it. So, without even further ado, let's get on into Power Rangers Samurai. Alright, so in this episode of Samurai, we see Jaden walking alone, except in the same city, in a park, like, not very inconspicuous, like, it's not very hard to find him if they really tried, they're just kind of stupid. Anyways, so he's walking along, and he sees, like, oh man, I wish there were no bad guys, and then inevitably bad guys show up. And so he fights the bad guys, and then everybody else fights the bad guys, and then they're like, oh my god, teamwork is awesome. And also, Bulk hurts his neck. And any other story points? Oh yeah, there's a fight between Master Xandard and Decker, because Decker's obviously getting in Master Xandard's way now, and Master Xandard doesn't like that. And then he drinks a bowl of something and is like, this isn't my medicine.
This isn't my medicine. This is crappy Coors Light.
Yeah, exactly. So. Anything else? Nothing much else. Story happened. We got a Megazord combination, so selling some toys. But you know, like this was actually a proper story episode. At the end, you know, Mentor G's like, hey, you know, you're gonna have to tell them sometime, or something like that. And then it's like, you know, but guys, you know, I think you deserve a break or whatever. And so they, you know, they go out and go to a movie, a romantic comedy with zombies. They go to see Shaun of the Dead, basically. We still know that Jaden has a secret that we're gonna have to find out about eventually, which may be a way to work in, because in Shinkenger, I think Takeru Shiba, the red Shinkenger had his secret was, I think, that he wasn't the one that's supposed to be chosen to be the red Shinkenger, was supposed to be a sister, and so there's footage there that exists of the Red Ranger actually being a woman. And so we're not sure what's going to happen there, but I'm excited to see what happens. Colton, what did you think about this episode?
One thing that I feel is important to reference is the fact that this episode is very character diving into for Jaden.
Yes.
We really never got, he kind of seemed like the most bland of all the characters, because he was the stoic leader. He was supposed to be like, you know, the guy who's ready all
you
the
know,
time.
Even stoic leader is still somewhat of a character. I mean, if you want to go with bland, I think Kevin's kind of a bland character. He doesn't
but
really
what,
do
what,
much.
What I'm trying to say is we never really got much into Jaden before.
Yeah.
I mean, this time we got to see, like, previously he had his insecurities, mm-hmm. but we really get to see in this episode him finally overcome it for the realization that no matter what he does, even with all the powers, he's just gonna make things worse if they split up. They have to stay together as a team.
Yeah, yeah. He was kind of a blank character before. Whereas, you know, like I was saying, Kevin got an episode all about him. He got a character-centric episode, and he's still pretty bland. But you know, that's neither here nor there yet. We still got more.
And we finally got to see the Battlewing combined with the Megazord.
Yes,
which is a nice touch.
Yeah, but we can sell. We can combine the toys and make more money.
We knew this was coming.
Obviously,
it was pretty obvious. Why would you have two flying around? When you
I'm surprised it took three episodes.
And considering there are two Rangers left, and every series has a sixth Ranger, they're probably going to get another three of those mini Zords together, and they're going to combine, and it's going to create one super Ultra Zord.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, actually, we have the next episode, I think, is going to be the appearance of the sixth Ranger, at least, you know, maybe not as a Ranger, but it's definitely going to be his appearance. There's not going to be an episode next week, by the way, we didn't mention. So clearly not going to talk about Samurai next week because there is no Samurai next week. But I think we'll still have Gokaiger, right? So you know that'll be fine. But anyways, yeah, I wanted to say I kind of agree with you that we had a blank slate Jaden and this we got some actual hey I need to worry about other things besides hurting my team because they can hold their own they know what they're doing. Something else you mentioned. Something else I wanted to mention was that we got this last episode too. But it looks like something that's going to stay that the Moogers. We got like this. I think this is the first Power Rangers series that we get the grunts that they grow too. The grunts grow to fight the Megazord. So we got giant flying Moogers this episode.
Oh, and he had to make the Fly My Pretties reference.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Even in Japan, everyone loves The Wizard of Oz.
And we had this last episode too, where we had giant Moogers, where they fought that with the Battle Winger. That's what it's called, right? The Battle Winger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had that too, they brought it back in this episode, so it wasn't like a one-off thing. We have the giant grunts. Which what do you think about that? Like
it's a great concept, and why just grow your one big boss, which admittedly is handy. Why not grow a whole damn army?
I mean, yeah, for some of the series, they made sure to mention, hey, I only have the power to grow one at a time. So yeah, okay, that makes sense. I think,
but this time they're not limited by the power of a single boss. They got their whole freaking ship with advanced laser sighting that could fire from space on the planet.
Wait, we're talking about Samurai.
Oh, those ones.
Yeah, we had the giant Moogers, giant flying Moogers.
Oh, yes, it's because of the, why did they grow again?
They just randomly grew.
Oh, right. Probably because of fear or something.
Yeah.
Crying children somewhere.
Yeah,
so they're just about to win the small form, and then somewhere a child gets his balloon taken away and cries, and suddenly they grow giant.
I did like that, the I wouldn't go as far as like, but I thought it was kind of funny how he's like, how the kid has his paper plane stuff, and I was like, my airplane.
That kid was risking certain death for something that Jaden could have recreated in 3 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
But kids don't think about that at the time.
I thought it was funny that I was like, oh yeah, he made the paper and oh, he's doing origami and it's a paper plane.
It's a nice mix of the Japanese meets American.
What?
For his choice. You get the paper and you get the folding, which is origami, but he makes the paper airplane, which, Americans can understand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, cranes or something like that, or whatever his... What's his Zord again? Something folding Zord, but whatever. Yeah.
They're all something folding Zord.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said something folding Zord. It would have been interesting if he does something besides a paper plane, because that's not very interesting, but, whatever, it's cool that they did that. I liked the scene where they came in, that's the thing I want to talk about, the scene where they came in to fight the Moogers along with Jaden, because, obviously he had too much to do. It really felt like it was, like the filming style, like a lot of the later stuff, a lot of the Disney stuff has been really statically filmed. Whereas this felt like Mighty Morphin. Like, it felt like they filmed it in Mighty Morphin era. Obviously, it's better quality because they have more stuff to do. They can do more with a smaller budget. But like it felt like it was, you know, like the action felt like it was, you know, with the camera movements and all that, it really felt like it was a scene from Mighty Morphin, the way it was shot. And also, I liked, because a thing that they keep getting away from because they don't want to spend all the money is that they had, you know, out of costume fighting too.
Which was a nice touch. I mean, that's something that I always enjoy when I see it. Get to see the chance to see, like, they may be enhanced powered, you know, people, but they also got combat skills.
Right. I mean, well, even a lot of them.
They have the advantage of having being able to pull out their weapons even if they're not in costume.
Right. A lot of them, you know, aren't even advanced power unless they're in costume. So even that makes a lot of sense. But, like, these are trained samurai.
Even without the superpowers, you know, a skilled samurai is not something to keep your eye away.
Exactly. So, you know, it's I really liked how they did that, and I think they really did notice, you know, paid attention to the fact that when Jaden was fighting with his sword, he had the sword on his shoulder like Decker mentioned in the episode where they had to fight where what's his name? I already forgot his name. The Blue Ranger. Well, the Blue Ranger was mind controlled, and so you know, he had the sword on his shoulder. They kept to the continuity stuff, and they had, you know, Jaden had a sword on his shoulder to keep resting, and you know he was, you know, like his technique when he was unmorphed. It's not like hey, this was Sentai footage, and now that we're doing regular footage, he's fighting like he's trying to get a training point. He's fighting like he would have like they did in the Sentai footage, and that's interesting and cool.
Oh yeah, he definitely did amazing with that work. I mean, I was impressed. I mean, a part of me was fearing that sometimes, you know, occasionally they'll get someone who can do basic stunts but doesn't show any real proficiency.
Sure.
The people seem like they could at least do halfway decently.
Yeah, exactly. And something else I wanted to mention was Decker. We got a quick story note on Decker that we didn't get before. That, you know, they never. I don't think they ever said before that he's half human, did they?
I think there was some implications.
It was implied, but I don't think we ever got anything. And now we got, you know, it was a passing note that, you know, Decker's a half human, and that's interesting to learn.
It's definitely got a big effect on his story, what he does, and it's very interesting to see that he's stuck with this whole half-human thing, but at the same time, it's also an advantage because he can just go and leave whenever he wants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because whereas the other guys have to be in the water to survive, he can just go around and do whatever. And we, you know, we were kind of wondering before, why can't he go around and do everything whereas they can't? But now we know for sure that he is half-human, not that he can just transform in some sort of human form.
Right.
One other thing I want to touch on is that we saw Jaden's dad from the front as opposed to just from the back, where he apparently Jaden's dad isn't Takeru Shiba from Shinkenger. It's actually some Australian actor guy who I can't find the name of. If you guys can find the name of it, shoot us an email, podcastsentai@gmail.com. What did you think of the two flashbacks we saw of Jaden's dad?
It's nice to get some vision onto, like, what his family life was like. And I like the touch that his father was the one who did the whole paper airplane thing, which inspired him later on in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a nice little touch there.
Yeah, except his dad did it with white paper, whereas Jaden did it with red paper.
Well, he's got to do it fancier.
Yeah, exactly. So he tells the kid, isn't that cool? What, you made paper? I mean, cut a tree down. Anyways, no. Yeah, it was interesting. We got some quick, you know, nice little story stuff with Jaden that we didn't necessarily get with other characters, and now that we know that the powers get passed on from generation to generation, this is obviously someone he learned from and he got a lot of inspiration from. So, yeah. So I guess that's it. That's it for Samurai, unless you have anything else, Colton, that you can think of.
Oh, well, I can't think of anything specifically, but I have been enjoying the series itself.
Yeah,
it's been the actors have been growing on me, the characters, the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's been gradually getting better to me.
Yeah. Actually, you know, earlier on, I was saying that I was really only still watching the show for this show, but now I feel like it's starting to get a lot better, and you know, actually. Like learning, you know, getting stuff. And actually, I recently joined Ranger Board, because, you know, now that I'm getting back into this kind of stuff, and it's someplace that I always thought of joining before, but I never went and did it, and now that I finally joined it, and there's people that are, you know, just harping on it and taking shots at Samurai. Like it was you know, I think the thread was like, you know, we can all agree that Wild Force has been the worst series so far. But I think Samurai is so much worse, and they did a comparison. I'm like, you know, it's actually not that bad. I mean, it's a little hammy, but it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. I don't even think Wild Force was that bad. It was no Turbo or Mystic Force. Mystic Force was something I personally didn't like, but you know,
Turbo for me was kind of an iffy point. Yeah. Why on earth would anyone want to go from Zeo to Turbo?
Yeah, well, I mean, because they never explained anything, and it was just poorly executed. And yeah, there's, you know, there's people that are all just, you know, all on how Samurai is the worst thing since everything ever. And you know, I just don't get it. Like, you know, they said, and you know, I prefer Wild Force to Samurai. But you know, and that it actually might be a lot closer since the latest episode. Like I made my thoughts before I saw this episode, Jaden's choice or something. I just saw Jaden's challenge, I think. And,
right.
You know, and I posted my thoughts before that, but now it's, you know, I think I said that Cole was a better character then, and after this episode, I think I'd put Jaden as a better character than Cole. You know, huh. I'm just comparing this because I happened to see that, but I think, you know, he's a little less hammy. Although, you know, Rick Medina in this series is less hammy than he was then. So, you know, it might have just been a function of the writing. I'm not saying anything about the actor. But, like, you know, I thought Cole was a super hammy character, whereas Jaden has much more character depth.
I think I can understand what you're saying and agree there. He's definitely playing a very serious role. I mean, sure, some of the villains may be a bit hammy, but he is not playing it hammy at all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, the villain.
He's almost like a straight man to the goofy guy. He's playing it very serious.
Well, I think all the Rangers are playing it really serious, whereas you see the villains and they're all, you know, give me my medicine and oh, Master's hand.
Well, I think they could have let the main villain be more serious if they weren't trying to avoid the whole alcohol reference.
Yeah, 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 probably.
But, and being a raging drunk who beats his minions would have been pretty dark.
Yeah, sure. But we have, you know, the Rangers are really, like, very serious characters where, you know, there's the whole save the world thing and like, you know, Emily and oh my god. What is his name? Kevin. Emily and Kevin, you know, get out of their sick beds and go to help Jaden because they have, you know, they got to save the world and all that. So they don't
even give themselves time to recover.
Yeah, exactly.
They just go straight into battle.
Exactly. So we have a really serious Ranger team here, as opposed to a goofy villain team. I did want to notice that I'm a little annoyed with the wardrobe department because Mia does not wear pink. That's just inaccurate, and it's inexcusable. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
How dare they never wear the same colors?
I mean, come
it's
on.
An insult.
Come on. It's just ludicrous. I mean, the rest of them wear their colors, Mia. Come on. Come on, woman. Anyways, with that somewhat sexist note aside, let's move on into Kaizoku Sentai Go Kaizo. All right, guys. This episode of Go Kaiser featured something we expected last episode, which was the return. The lion in question was the Gao Lion, not the lion. Yeah, the lion in question on the episode title was the Gao Lion, and the island of the sky in question was in fact the Gao the island in the sky from Gao Ranger. This episode we had, you know, they start off with them looking for the island in the sky. They find it, and then they see Gao Lion. They get knocked off the island. and they meet with Gal Red. And, you know, he's like, oh, you guys are pirates. Obviously, you don't deserve this. And then the princess, Aim, the Pink Ranger, gets injured. And so, you know, he's not going to let her stay injured because he's a veterinarian.
And as we all know, veterinarians care about people.
Well, they care about...
They swore a hypocritical oath to always help people.
Hippocratic oath. They don't...
It's funnier my way.
They don't dislike people. They just like to help animals. It's not like they hate helping people. So he helps, you know, bandage her up, and they get to talking, and he realizes, you know, these guys aren't actually as bad as I thought they were. And so they, and then they, you know, they, the other three, shoot, Luca, Joe, and Captain Marvelous. See some Zangief picking on some people, and so they're like, "Hey, that's stupid. Why are you doing that? You guys are jerks." And so now we're gonna fight you. And so then the Gal Red shows up and's like, "Oh, well, they're fighting for peace and justice and all that. They're clearly not just bad pirate people." So, and then, you know, and Gal Red sees all this and decides that, you know, I think I can join them now, and joins with, and so then
you know that was really a nice touch. I just wanted to mention real quick, yes, the fact that the go line is actually out, not just randomly appearing inside of inside of the giant robot.
I was actually going to mention that the Gal Lion doesn't just, you know, he's not connected to the robot by default. He joins up with them, and he comes down from the island and joins with the thing, and then when they're done, he goes back up to the island. And it's not like he's just randomly inside the thing, which is cool and interesting that, you know, they don't. It's not another one of those that he's just there and they have infinite storage capacity.
I really like the idea that they actually all these different powers have different all these different robots have different ways of showing up and being affected.
Well, I mean, thing is most of them came out and then had different ways of executing their powers. But
the first two we see, they're in different ways and they come out in different ways. Like the dragon's just a dragon, but there's different car parts that form together. And then we got the Geki one, which was just all of them jumping out for one attack rather than being part of the mech. And now we've got Golion leaping off a flying island and then joining with them.
It's actually kind of reminiscent of the thing from the original Mighty Morphin, with where they had the turtle, whatever it was called. Oh my god, I forgot what it was called.
You mean the Dragon Zord, aka King Caesar.
The what?
You said from the original Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
You mean the Dragon Zord, aka King Caesar, right?
No. I mean they would jump onto a turtle thing and dock into it.
Oh, that's from the second season.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. That was the second season Ultra Zord combination.
Okay. Well, if you say so. What was
I
the...
do say so.
Anyways, so the Ultra Zord was definitely from season one. The Dino.
Well, there
Ultra
were multiple
Zord.
Ultra Zords.
The second one was they just shoved the toy in.
No, the first one was where they landed in Titanus.
Right, Titanus.
Which was the Brachiosaur.
Was it a Brachiosaur?
Yes, it wasn't a turtle.
I don't remember those.
The second one, I'm pretty sure, was a turtle.
You know how long ago that was? Okay, the Brachiosaur. When Titanus is what I was talking about. Okay. And it was very reminiscent of Titanus, where they lost the legs and jumped onto the Gal Lion, and it became sort of like an Ultra Zord type combination.
At least it wasn't them just sticking their feet inside Gal Lion.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it was, you know, obviously they have... They can do more now. So yeah, but it was, yeah, and that was very interesting, and you know, I mean, I would have liked to see something more complicated than just jumping onto it and having it run. But it was cool to see.
I'm interested to see what's finally going to happen when they end up fighting either in space or out on the other side of the planet from the island when they're fighting, and they try to call Galline and they wait 10 minutes for him to like run all the way across the planet.
It's a Megazord. Come on, what do you think is going to happen? Is it going to show up immediately like magical?
I guess it is like the Gokaio where they just randomly leap into space to form and then jump right back down.
Well, and also, you know that giant monsters don't fight anywhere but Japan?
Except when they fight in America.
They only fight in downtown Tokyo. No, even when they fight in America, they fight in downtown Tokyo.
Well, except if it's King Kong.
Yeah.
And even then, King Kong did once go to Japan to fight Godzilla.
Yeah, right. He was bored. Like, I'm gonna go to Japan and fight the Power Rangers, and then he found Godzilla instead. So yeah, that's it. Any story notes you want to talk about? We did get, you know, like more of the heart of gold stuff where they're pirates, but they will completely stop everything if somebody's.
What, for the second time, really in a short period of time, it was once again an episode where the Doctor and I'm became the main characters who were kind of showing off the humanity towards the original team.
Well, yeah,
that the other three who are more, you know, they're more serious or more impetuous.
Yeah, that's sort of what we get. I think also some of it is that they're the
newest and the nicest.
Well, yeah, that and the fact that there's a lot of Sentai that were red, yellow, blue. And so they get the others out of the way so they can do some red, yellow, blue Sentai stuff. Like Sun Vulcan didn't have any sort of counterparts to they only ever had three, and so they have to and you know how much the Gokaiger team loves Sun Vulcan, so they had to.
You know, that's just gonna be awkward for them when they go to combine their mechs to pull out whatever Sun Vulcan had, and then all three of them stick their keys, and the other two are like, "What do we do? Do we just stick in our regular keys?"
So okay. Guys, what's up? How you doing, guys?
I'm gonna play. Screw you guys! I'm playing Sudoku.
And of course, there were you know nice touches of Joe's incompetence. Not Joe's, sorry, Doc's incompetence, where he clutched onto Captain Marvelous's arm.
I love that he's so incompetent and so hated the series. We can't even remember his own name.
Yeah, right. I just said Joe. That was just a slip up because there's so many characters. I'm just stupid. Anyways, yeah. I know there's some more story stuff I wanted to talk about, but that's right. In the next episode, as far as we can tell, they're gonna turn into
Jack. They're gonna turn into the four cards.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's called Full House or something, right?
Oh, so they have to have five.
It's Jack, Ace, King, Queen, and Big One.
Big One? You mean Ten?
No, it's Big One.
I'm gonna call him Ten.
His name is Big One, though.
Well, now his name's Ten.
But his name's not Ten. His name's he's the Big One. Big One.
And guess what? What's bigger than 1 through 9? 10.
Anyways, so we're gonna get some Jack in action. But the thing is that this is one of those Sentai that doesn't have a mech.
Wasn't there only like two or three Sentai that didn't have mechs?
Yeah, but Jack was.
In fact, Jack was second, wasn't it?
Jack was the second, so there was I think three, maybe four, because it was I think the first two or three didn't have it, and then Spider-Man came out, and Spider-Man had a giant mech, so they added giant mechs, and they stayed forever.
Maybe like for the first Sentai they'll have like all those motorbikes they had. They'll just go riding down on that.
Yeah, and I know there's something else we got, but I can't think of it. So, yeah. So is that it?
Oh wait, yes. It was three series that didn't have mechs. He meets you Sentai Gokaiger, Jack,
Go Ranger,
Dengeki Kai, and Battle Fever J didn't have mechs.
Dengeki Kai.
Yeah. Denshi Sentai Denzimon was the first to have mechs, and it was the first produced by Toei.
Oh, so yeah. Well, that makes sense because Spider-Man series was produced by Toei as well, right? So as soon as they went to Toei, they're like, hey, we can have giant robots and then make more money from toys, because everybody likes giant. Because I mean, come on, who doesn't like giant robots?
According to Wiki, in fact, but the first series wasn't even the one to have a combining robot. It was the second series after that. Vulcan.
Oh, there you go, Sun Vulcan.
It was the fifth.
I was going to say that the first series didn't have a combining robot. Shoot, I can't remember what I was going to say. Okay. Yeah. So, I guess that's it, right?
Oh, wait. Denziman was the first to have a transforming robot. Battle Fever J did have a regular robot.
Oh, okay.
So it's only two.
Well, okay. I see. Yeah.
Sorry, I jumped ahead a little bit there. I misread that.
Alright. So that's it, right? Show's over? Are we done?
Yeah, just two without Max. We can go.
Okay, so that is it. That is it for this another short episode of Podcast Sentai Power Rangers. Next week, we promise we'll have a topic, and if we find any news, we'll have that too.
We're really sorry, but so many awesome things came out this week.
Yeah, this week has been really busy. I would love to have news.
I love Power Rangers, but I have other fandoms, people. Come on.
I'd love to do the news, but we can't find any. So if you guys want to send us news bits, Colton, do you know where they could send news bits?
I don't know. There are many places. We have a Twitter, I assume.
We do. You can tweet us at Sentai Rangers on Twitter. But what if they don't have the Twitter? What if all they've got is like email?
I don't know. I'm not the kind of person who pays attention to email addresses.
It's podcastsentai@gmail.com. It's podcastsentai @gmail.com.
Oh yeah, that was the one I used. One I used to get Linkara.
That is the one that you got to use to get Linkara on our first episode.
And Lewis was awesome.
Yeah, he was. Lewis was a great guy. We'd love to have him back on sometime.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Yeah. We're not subtle.
If you're listening, Lewis, you want to come back on? We could email you too, but it's easier if we just if you're listening and you say you want to be back on. Hey, if you want to call us, if you want to leave a voicemail, the voicemail line is 662-SENTAI-0, and I don't know what numbers those are, so better figure it out.
And no, I'm sorry, this isn't a dating line for Super Sentai.
No, this is not a dating line for Super Sentai. This is if you want to call us and talk about Power Rangers or Super Sentai with us.
No one named Milfy will answer the phone if you call.
We're sorry,
we're working on it, but just not in the budget.
So that's it. That's it for this episode. We hope you come back next time when we will have a topic. And we will try to have news, but we will not have Power Rangers Samurai, because that is not going to be coming next week. Our next episode is coming on May 1st. And that may or may not be the first appearance of a Sixth Ranger.
It may or may not be.
Named.
You know what would actually be awesome? Is if in the same week we get the Sixth Ranger and Samurai, we get the Sixth Ranger in Gokaiger.
That would be cool. In Gokaiger, yeah.
And Gokaiger. I'm American. I can't learn to pronounce.
Well, it's like Ranger, Kaiger. It's a portmanteau of Gokai and Ranger. So Gokaiger.
Gokaiger.
So that's it for the show. Next week we teach Colton how to pronounce words. So stay tuned for that. And may the power protect you.